things kind of happened for me, like, organically. And I honestly didn't put much thought into what I was doing, but it kind of just felt right in my gut. And sometimes you might end up overthinking things and scaring yourself from doing something. But I think if you just kind of listen to your gut and go with it, it normally will pan out okay. And maybe I've been lucky, but I think sometimes as women, sometimes we don't listen to our gut instinct enough. So, you know, like, don't let that little voice in your head scare you or persuade you from not doing something. Because if it's something that you love and that you're passionate about, I think, you know, you'll make it happen. You'll make it.
Raising my 5-year-old child, I never knew the importance of work-life balance. I want to create this podcast to inform single mother, lady bosses, you know who you are, that you can do it all. I want to attract all people who create a space for women to grow professionally and personally. In this podcast, I want to talk about fashion, female wellness and health, balance your life as a lady boss and a single mother. Thank you all for listening to Evie Unbound. And once again, I'm your loving host, Evie Jane. Please stay tuned to my next episode as we dive deep into the surrogacy industry.
Hello, everyone, and you're welcome back to another episode of Evie Unbound. I'm your host, Evie Jane, and today I'm so excited to get to interview one of my really close girlfriends, and she's an amazing business owner and daughter of the famous On Culinary Dynasty here in California. So this is Kathleen. Hi, Kathy.
Hey, I miss you. I know nice you've been, finally get to see you through Zoom.
Oh, I miss you too. So I know you've been super busy, and I'm so proud of you because I know you've been doing a lot of things with the COVID-19 to help the community. And this is the reason why I thought I really wanted to interview you. I know last week you were doing something really nice for the elderly. So can you tell me about that? Because I really wanted to tell people amazing women you are and your family and how you help the community during this hard time, the COVID-19.
So on Saturday for the elderly, Tieto along with House of On donated over 100 bags to the elderly in need in our community. So we were able to buy some produce from cost to help out. And then we had a few vendors who were kind enough, like Melissa's, to also donate us some produce for our elderly to take home. So and Red Bull as well. They also donated ginger ale and tonic water to them. So
that's really amazing. Grateful. Yeah. And then, Well, I'm your follower, so I see your story, obviously. And then one of the things I saw that you've been doing, which is amazing, is that you would deliver something to UCLA Medical, the hospital.
Yeah, so,
what was that about?
Mm-hmm. So that one was actually through Amazon. They are in the neighborhood with, locally in a neighborhood with us, and they asked us if we wanted to join them to create some meals for the frontline workers. And of course, we were happily to participate. They gave us a budget to work with. And then we also, on our own, added a few more items in there, such as a wellness shot to keep our doctors and nurses healthy. So
that was such a great idea. I saw that and I'm like, I need to ask Kathy about that.
But we actually, my family, through the Crustacean Care Program, they are actually doing a whole buy a bowl program as well, where every bowl someone buys for $20, we also match that as well.
And that's still going on, right?
Yeah, that's still going on. That's for the medical, the nurses and doctors. We did just a week before the elderly program, we actually created 400 boxes for the F&B industry. So people who were affected and unemployed in the F&B industry each got to come by It doesn't matter which restaurant they came from, but if they showed a pay stub that they used to work at a restaurant and were affected by COVID-19, we gave them a care package to take home with them. So these were just ways that we thought that whatever we could do to help back, whether it's a little bit or a lot, we would try our best to be able to give back to the community in any way we can. Yeah.
And then I saw that there was something donation to 20% proceed. You guys were donating it to the food bank. What's that about also? Because you guys were doing so much great thing for the community.
Yeah. So that one is buy a bag, which is buy a grocery bag. So that's specifically with my restaurant, with Tieto Restaurant. So just to continue our effort of, you know, taking care of the seniors and the elders, we wanted to be able to donate ours specifically and continue the program through LA Food Bank, because they, on a monthly basis, donate or feed 300,000 people on a monthly basis, and that includes seniors, children, and people who are unemployed. So every dollar we raise through Buy a Bag at Tieto actually feeds and provide 4 meals.
How do you come up with that idea, or what inspired you to do that?
We have parents, and you know, you've met them. They're in the 70s, and my father's in his 80s. And as much as my mom is still like working and directing all the chef from home, her and my dad are, you know, a little bit terrified, especially my father going out. And he actually used to be the one that takes her or drive her around to do all the grocery shopping. And even with his sciatica, you know, you can't stand in line and wait for groceries. And even then they hear all these stories about elderlies getting attacked, and they're in their head, they're just afraid to put themselves out there and just be at risk on catching, the virus. So we wanted to be able to make it in a way that is safe and convenient and easy for people. And so we changed our market into a grocery. We then decided that, we have to also do something for our elders and create bags for them, you know, during this time, because we know it's a difficult time for them to be able to even get out of the house.
Exactly.
Right now. So it was, yeah.
I don't know if you've been to Kathy's restaurant called Tieto in Santa Monica. It's just beautiful. It's amazing. And she also has this little market, pretty much just like an indoor farmer's market to me, because you can buy everything there. And then also she has the little, I know this is for the elder, but for a single mom like me, you stuck at home all day and then now the school closed, they have this really delicious drink as a margarita or mojito, the little package that you can take with you.
And that's true.
So girls, please go check it out, because it's really amazing. And then they have so many things, and it's like going in like a supermarket, or I mean, you're missing the farmer's market. By going to Tieto, you get that same experience, and you're also doing something good. So you guys definitely need to check it out. And then Kathy's family, they've been in the restaurant business for many, many years, and they have all this restaurant beside Kathy's own restaurant. And Kathy, you're the youngest one among the 5 daughters. So talk about women empowerment and strong women. Is your family is definitely that, especially auntie, your mom. She's just amazing.
Yeah.
So I love her. So maybe I'm a bit biased. But you're the youngest one. So being the youngest one, how you decide this is the restaurant feel? I mean, do you decide you want to go on that, or how you made that happen?
It was, I think, initially the passion to want to grow my family brand. And when it first started, all the major restaurant in Beverly Hills had a catering division. And Crustacean didn't have a catering division yet at that time, but we had a lot of charities or you know, celebrity friends who were like, oh, can you please cater for our wedding or for this great cause? And so at that time, I decided, like, you know what, why don't I help take care of that? And we didn't want to turn down our guests or turn down a good cause. So at that time, I was in transition from leaving fashion PR, and I had some free time. So I said, you know, let me take care of this client. And from that, that's kept spurred onto something different, because next thing you know, out of our secret kitchen, we were getting too busy with all these orders for catering. And the only time we would get turned down from a guest was because they couldn't afford our buyout fees at Crustacean. So my mom was like, you know what, you need to find your own kitchen. You're getting too busy now for offsite. And then I figured, you know, maybe I need an onsite venue so I could host people's weddings or bar mitzvahs or a charity event, because they couldn't afford the buyout at Crustacean. So then I start looking for a corporate kitchen. And during that time, I stumbled upon this great, it was actually an office space in Lionsgate. And that was actually 10 years ago. And the landlord at that time said, you know, if you come up with a great concept to make sure the tenant in my building stay, mm-hmm. Then, you know, you can have the space at a very reasonable rent, and mm-hmm. you can do what you want with it. And I looked at the space, and it was, you know, at that time it was a bit outdated because it was still like set in the 90s mm-hmm. at the time. And it had like carpet and like red vinyl booths still. But what it had was this amazing outdoor space. And it's back beautiful. Then it only had, yeah, so back then it only had white roses, and it was just like a huge outdoor space that's like over 2,500 square feet of outdoor space. And so then I just had this vision that I could turn it into an herb garden mm-hmm. and kind of celebrate what my mom does. Because my mom, you know, Chef Lean, she loves cooking with a lot of different herbs and spices. Mm-hmm. So I figured, you know what, I could probably make this into a great herb garden to kind of pay homage to what my mom does. And I said, you know what, one of the herbs that she loved the most, and I do too, was it's something called the thistle leaf. So with that in mind, I kind of created a concept pretty much overnight called a tieto, which derived from the thistle leaf, the Vietnamese tieto leaf, which is a very healthy herb that's high in antioxidant and that's very flavorful and rich. So the concept behind this was cooking healthy, but also never compromising taste. And so it was the two combined, taste and health, which is what I represented in the tieto leaf to me. So that's why I end up calling it Tieto, is the name of the restaurant I created. And I guess it's going to be 10 years for me, which is kind of crazy, but
congratulations.
So that's how this kind of started, because I was first in catering, didn't really think about it, stumbled upon a great venue that I wanted to do, you know, weddings and bar mitzvah and charities event from. And then the landlord said, like, hey, you need to come up with a concept for my tenants. So then I came up with Tieto, which is more of a fast casual concept. And since then, we opened up another small Tieto cafe space.
I love that one.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, with it's Tieto Grab and Go, and that's with Oracle. And yeah, so, you know, our goal is to open up more of those spaces, but yeah, that kind of stopped with the COVID-19.
I love your idea. It's very innovative, especially you taking a jump to establish something for yourself that is separate from your family's restaurant business or concept, because your concept is actually very, it's very unique and it's very cool and work. You know, it's just a sit down, the fancy dinner, which we all love, but yeah. For the day-to-day people, your concept is convenient for them. It's more every single day thing. Yeah.
Yeah, you know, it wasn't something I really spent a lot of time meditating on. It just kind of fell on my lap, the opportunity. But then I got really excited because I finally could create something of my own.
Yeah.
From scratch, and like a menu on the way I like to eat. So it has a lot of variety. It reflects a lot of different cuisine, whether something might be a little bit more Latin flavor or have a little bit of like our Korean all-day breakfast burrito is something I love to eat. And that does really well. But it also has classic Vietnamese dishes like pho too. And it has my mother's crispy spring rolls as well. And we used to only do the garlic noodles because I didn't want to spoil the area with my mom's garlic noodles. So it used to be garlic noodle Friday. But since COVID happened and we needed to be able to provide delivery and takeout and kind of restart the business again, because most of my corporate clients, they all left and work from home. So it's kind of been ghost town in my area. And to kind of initiate the takeout and delivery program to our neighborhood and community, I actually added the garlic noodles.
That's good. That's my favorite.
So they now have Mama's garlic noodles for in delivery. Yeah.
What was the biggest challenge when you first start doing teatro? Like when you start this concept of yours?
Well, sometimes a big challenge could be, I guess I was going to hesitate saying it, but it could be sometimes family, because I run in like a family group network. And sometimes when they feel like the first 2 years of my business was really tough, it wasn't like it was, you know, turned into success overnight or anything, but it was a lot of work. And I think my parents didn't want to see me have to struggle or not see me succeed. So they kept telling me that, you know what, you should just come back and work for the family. They need your help. You know, we don't want to see you. I don't know. I mean, a couple words came out of like them saying that, you know, we don't want to see you fail or things like that. Or like, you know, it's okay if you fail, just come back. Like,
family love.
Yeah. But, you know, it was hard hearing that from my family and hearing that they think I'm failing. Mm-hmm. So I didn't want to give up. I said, I'm going to keep persisting. And I feel like I can turn the business around. It just needs a little bit of time, because
I love that. That's a great positive attitude to believe in yourself and to be persistent.
Yeah, I mean, it was hard because what was here before I came was a cafeteria, really. It was a cafeteria and essentially just for the people in the building only. And before I came, Silicon Beach wasn't quite Silicon Beach yet. There wasn't that many businesses or companies yet. And nobody knew that we were just a block down from 26th Street, because there's not many businesses that direction. So besides Lionsgate, it kind of stopped here with the businesses. So it took a while for people to even know that we were here and that we were located here. But then I think, sure enough, once people knew we're here, the quality of food we had, and they saw the space, they always like, wow, this is a hidden gem.
Because
you walk through kind of like a office corporate building, you walk outside, and like, wow, all this is here. So it's been kind of considered and coined the hidden gem of Santa Monica. So you just don't expect it in a business space. But like I said, I wanted to create something that was uniquely of my own. And I think
it's a good wedding site. I mean, it's beautiful. It's like a little secret garden. Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. It was like, when I was created it, I got to do a little bit of everything, which I was at first a little bit like worried, like if I could handle, because I never actually physically did a design project on my own, but I guess I managed to tackle it. So I, designed our herb garden, changed all the interior using eco-friendly materials, because it was important to me that there were sustainable fabrics. Everything I did with the tiles, everything was sustainable. And that was 10 years ago, but I was already very conscious about what I could do to, you know, help with the resources that we consume and in ways to try to create balance. And I know the restaurant industry does consume so much of the environment. So like, it was my intention to be like, okay, so if I'm going to design this place, let's try to make it as, you know, environmentally friendly and sustainable as possible. So that was part of the agenda for the restaurant and the venue space too.
Lady, if anybody who's getting married, check out the place. It's beautiful. I mean, thank you, I Evie. Love it. And then Kathy, if you're single, so when you get married, you have a place already. So perfect.
Yeah, except I'm going to have to bring
exactly what you wanted
and staff. Like,
yeah, and then you only have the perfect place because you designed exactly the way you like it. So
yeah, that's true.
So for this all this 10 years, what would be the best lesson you learn from establishing Seattle and do it on your own and with all the challenges?
I guess, you know, just to not give up. I mean, I think success doesn't happen like overnight. So it takes perseverance. Sometimes it may be the people closest to you because they care for you. They may say things that aren't as encouraging at times because they think they're helping you by protecting you.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, that's the only way you can grow is to continue, working on your passion and believing in yourself. I think that was a big deal for me, just being actually the youngest in the family and mm-hmm. being able to start something off on my own and then, you know, see it, succeed. But also, you know, again, it's, you know, things are constantly changing. And, you know, even with everything that's happening right now, you know, when it first happened and I had maybe thought that the business had to close and that financially we may not be able to sustain. I mean, then I went through this whole other, downward movement of like, oh my God, you know, I maybe no matter how hard I try, the business may end up failing. And do I stay in business or do I not? But I decided like I wanted to stay in business. I wanted to be able to provide a space and for my employees to go to work and to be able to
thank you
for them to provide for their family. If I could still hang on, let's just hang on because there are people that still are very dependent on the paycheck. So, you know, over the time, it was, again, you know, going back to the drawing board, seeing what can I do, what are the demands and the needs right now, and how can I adapt and transform Tieto. So we, you know, part of our regular takeout and delivery program, and but besides just adding the garlic noodles, I created a Tieto prepared meal plans.
Oh, I didn't know about that. Okay.
Yeah. So we've always, every Thanksgiving, we've always done prepared meals where we cook the whole herb turkey. We do all the side dishes for them. And every year it's such a popular time for us and people always want to order it because it looks like they did the cooking. The food comes out really fresh. But we kind of par cook everything for them. And then just have to finish things off in the oven. So when this first
lady, did you hear that? That's the trick.
Yeah.
And then you can pretend you're the one who's making that dinner. Perfect. Thank you.
Yeah, exactly.
That's a great idea.
You can either just pop things in the microwave or you can pop it in the oven. So literally you're spending anywhere from like 5 minutes to maybe, I don't know, if you're using the oven, then maybe it's 7 minutes on some dishes or 13 on others. But it's already pre-marinated. It actually comes with, let's just say you did our organic chicken. It can come with an Asian pesto sauce. It can come with a curry sauce or a teriyaki ginger sauce.
Do you have that now or just
that? Yeah, so that's something. So there's three things I did to my restaurant during this period. So one, we created the delivery program for our regular menu and got on all the different apps like Postmate, Grubhub, DoorDash. And then on top of that, we converted our salad bar section into an actual grocery store market. And then lastly, it was our prepared meal plans. So people can order meal plans from us, get it delivered to their home, stock up, and then whenever they're ready, they just heat it up. So it's
that's such a great idea.
Yeah. So heat and ready to eat is what we tell them. You just heat and ready to eat.
This podcast is for all the single women, lady bosses. So I'm sure all the women here this will love this idea, the prep plan meal. I'm going to get one. I didn't even know you have that. I'm getting that. So yeah. Thank you. That's amazing. And you know, it's being so the good. Youngest, I think you really prove everyone that you can do this on your own. I mean, your parents must be so proud of you. I'm proud of you, you know, to make this the last 10 years. For Teato, I really wish I can describe how beautiful the place is, but I feel like that's something that it won't justify how beautiful it is until you actually go there and see it yourself.
Oh, thank you, Evie.
And it's a great wedding venue. So, you know, beside the restaurant, it's a great venue. I've been there many times on different events and also charity events. So I definitely think that is a great venue for people. Well, when the COVID-19 is over, people should go.
Yeah, I know. It was sad because most of the people for this year end up canceling their events. Yeah. So, you know, things like this happen and it's just about a matter of trying to not get discouraged, try to transform your business and see what else you could provide to the community at the time, during this time. Mm-hmm. And but I guess, you know, I think for me, it's always mm-hmm. been, I think maybe it's the youngest child syndrome or whatever it is, but I've always had the desire to like help people. Mm-hmm. And so when you're always trying to figure out what you can do to help someone, usually there's normally a niche for that. Mm-hmm. And there's normally a need and a business side to that, that mm-hmm. you could also be able to create a business out of. And I the only reason why I was saying that, because I know this is a podcast and you're mm-hmm. hoping to share different ways that people can transform their business. But mm-hmm. I think for me, it came from trying to figure out the need and also generally wanting to help people. Mm-hmm. And then if that becomes a successful business, great. But we're still in the beginning of the different stages of trying to figure out what we could do mm-hmm. during this crisis, because it's hard. Mm-hmm. It's hard to foresee what the food and beverage industry or what the dining industry mm-hmm. is going to, you know, what the new norm is.
But all this stuff that you've been doing, right? How you even balance your life? Like you're constantly thinking with a great idea, then working with the business, the staff, also your family's business, because you're also helping them. Like how you even like balance your personal life? How you plan your personal life then?
Well, I think before this all happened, I thought I was getting some balance, but because of this, I had to react pretty quickly. When this all happened, so I have to admit, within this last month, there was not much of a balance for me because I had to really transform my business overnight. But you know, now that the programs are in place, things are need to kind of run on it, take its own course, and just start running the program. Then I like try to, you know, right now just do yoga when I can. Like I try to do restorative yoga at nighttime. I try to meditate in the morning, on the weekends at least. I still try to find places where I can do my quote unquote hikes or walks mm-hmm. To find those balance. But yeah, it is important to take time to breathe and to not lose yourself. And you're often more effective if you do that. But yeah, I'm not going to lie. There are days where I'll go in the office and I'll forget to eat or something like that. Yeah, and I'll forget, like, I have such a beautiful garden at my disposal at my restaurant that I don't even go out and sit and enjoy sometimes. And then I'll go step out of my office and I was like, I could just walk down the hallway and I have this at my fingertip, but I'm not even getting enough fresh air. But so it's important to do that. So I told my team during this time, because it is a little bit slower, that during our 10-minute breaks, we'll all do team walks. But of course, you know, we now have to keep our distance and not have more than groups of, what is it, 8 people mm-hmm. at a time.
Yeah.
So we just rotate to kind of do our team walks to just kind of freshen up and rejuvenate. But yeah, back then we didn't have time for the team walks and things like that. But yeah, so yeah, trying to do some of that with my team as well.
So what would be the tip that you would give other busy women or career women like yourself? Like, what would be the best tip that you would give them?
A general tip that I would give them. I think it's important to, I guess, you know, one thing I didn't do was things kind of happened for me, like, organically. And I honestly didn't put much thought into what I was doing, but it kind of just felt right in my gut. And sometimes you might end up overthinking things and scaring yourself from doing something. But I think if you just kind of listen to your gut and go with it, it normally will pan out okay. And maybe I've been lucky, but I think sometimes as women, sometimes we don't listen to our gut instinct enough. Don't let that little voice in your head scare you or persuade you from not doing something. Because if it's something that you love and that you're passionate about, I think, you know, you'll make it happen. You'll make it succeed.
Thanks, Lady Boss. That's a really good tip. Thank you.
I hope that helps. I don't know.
No, that definitely, I love it. I should write this down. I mean, you know, you're like one of my close friends, but I love that. That's a really good tip. I'm learning that from you. I'm going to put that in my notes. Okay, so our time is up, but I just want to thank you so much, Kathy. I know you've been really busy, and I'm really proud of you for all the stuff you do for the community, and even with your restaurant and yourself. You definitely learn so much, and I learned so much from you. So thank you.
Thank you, Evie. Keep this podcast up for the lady bosses.
And everyone, please help the community listen to what she just said. 20% proceeds still donate to the LA Food Bank. So please do that. And also the bag. Do you want to talk about the box, the bowl?
So buy a bowl is, okay, so just to summarize the three programs we're doing.
Yes.
We finished Buy the Box already, which together we actually fundraise it over 800 boxes that went to the beverage community. By the bag, we donated over close to 200 actually bags that went to the elderly community to continue the efforts for Buy the Bag. People can buy grocery bags from Tieto, and we will then take 20 of the proceeds that goes to LA Food Bank. And just remember, every dollar we raise actually provides 4 meals for them.
I love that idea.
Through Crustacean Care is actually ways they could buy bowls and then we will match it, and that will go to the medical and doctors. And that doesn't happen until May, but we're working on that. And then just in general with Tieto, we actually have a special code called Tieto FAM. So it's spelled T-I-T-O FAM. So in general, from anything you buy from us, if you type in that code or you call in for your order, you can get 10% off for yourself, or you can choose to also donate that back to the LA Food Bank. And the reason why the LA Food Bank is just the easiest way and access to actually get to a lot of people during this time.
Got it.
Yeah, because like I said, they help over 300,000 LA people monthly. And the demand has only increased during this time, and they have the resource to help distribute it. So it was just like an easy way for us to help out as well. So those are different things that are happening right now. So anytime, just use Tieto FAM for anything, whether it's takeout, delivery, or the prepared meal plans. And we can also... they can save the 10% for themselves or donate it back to the LA Food Bank.
That's awesome. Okay, so do that, everyone.
Okay.
Have a nice weekend. Thank you, Kathy.
Thank you. Thank you, Evie.